Today is 5th of June. A few days ago, I was in a small town, only about 20 or 25 miles from the front line. At the very beginning of March, the Russians tried to capture this town with one massive blow. As usual for them, the Russians first shot residential areas with artillery and then threw infantry under the cover of several dozen armored vehicles to capture the town. The town was defended at the time by several professional military units and volunteers who joined the army immediately after the start of the war, and they were able to stop the invaders. In the center of the town, near the bombed-out store, fragments of one of the Russian armored vehicles are still lying around. It was knocked out from a grenade launcher by one of the volunteers. In general, he has at least two such armored vehicles and a truck with infantry on his account, in one fight for some half an hour. Moreover, before this fight, the guy never, you can imagine, never fired a grenade launcher and did not even hold it in his hands. I found this guy and got him to talk about that fight. A very young guy, little over 20 years old. Before the war, he worked as a builder, never served in the army, and had nothing to do with military. On the second day of the war, he himself joined the troops and became a soldier, and less than a week after that, he took his first real fight and won it brilliantly. "What position were you in with a grenade launcher?" I asked him. "I didn't have a grenade launcher when the battle began," the guy answered. "I was with an assault rifle, but the guys from my platoon and I were able to cut off a truck with weapons from the Russian column. It had a grenade launcher and ammunition for it inside. I took it and opened fire on the Russians." "Where did you learn how to use a grenade launcher?" I asked him again. "Before the war, I liked to watch military videos on YouTube, and I also saw instructions for using a grenade launcher. And now I can say it came in handy," the guy said, smiling. In general, professional army bandits and murderers who call themselves one of the strongest army in the world were stopped by a young builder who learned how to shoot a grenade launcher from a YouTube video. Moreover, he took this grenade launcher from the same bandits and murderers. But unfortunately, the courage and ingenuity of Ukrainian military alone is not enough to end the enemy once and for all. The Russians still have a lot of tanks, planes, armored vehicles, and ruthless, greedy cannon fodder. The Ukrainian army still really needs the help of its Western allies. Words cannot describe how grateful we are for all the equipment and weapons that have already come to us. However, the war is going on with such intensity, with such fury, that we can hardly ever say that the Allies have sent us enough weapons. Now there cannot be too many weapons for Ukraine. Not only Ukrainian army, but also my family depends on foreign aid. Let me remind you that you can support my family on the Fighting for Ukraine GoFundMe page. Your participation will help my family and give me inspiration for new episodes and new stories.